Hello, fellow GWAers. Happy Christmas to you all from cold, wintry Ireland. This whole idea of white Christmas got me thinking about my kind of white Christmas. Which in turn got me in the mood to share something that has been a fantasy of mine for as long as I can remember. And that's something they call bukkake. Some of you might have already guessed from comments or previous audios that I have this thing about cum. A fascination, I would say, more so than, well, maybe slight obsession, but yeah, I would say it fascinates me. So thinking about this today, don't know, wasn't even really thinking about recording, but was thinking, don't know, for some reason why Christmas was in my head, and then that got the cogs turning, and I was thinking, as I said, about my kind of white Christmas. So in the spirit of the season of giving and all that, decided I would share this fantasy with you all. And it's basically in my mind how I picture it happening, if it ever happened to me, is somehow I don't really go from the beginning, but it ends with me on a glass table, sprawled out, either naked or almost naked, and sometimes it's just hotter to think about being in like really nice lingerie that somebody gets to come over and ruin. So yeah, I think about being on a glass table like that with maybe 8 or 10, sometimes more, but 8 or 10 seems a good number of guys gathered around in a circle, stroking themselves off, ready to come on me at a moment's notice. And I mean, my favorite place of all is my face or mouth, but really, I'm not too fussed if somebody should decide they wanted to come elsewhere. That's fine by me. But that is my favorite place. So, oftentimes, when I would watch porn, and in the mood for this, either way, whether in the mood for like a group thing or just a one-on-one, I will always fast forward to the end to check that there's a nice cum shot, because really, for me, I've no interest in watching it if there isn't. So if I like what I see, I'll go back and I'll watch the entire thing, and I'll always come when the guy comes. It's like a trigger. Just triggers me. I don't know how, really. But yeah, I just thought I'd share that with you all. You can probably hear that masturbating right now while I'm telling you this. how hot I think it is. Even talking about it really turns me on. It's just one of those fantasies that will always remain a fantasy where maybe you grow out of some other fantasies or preferences change, you know. This, I can say, will never get old for me. So I'm really hoping that you will give me the white Christmas that I'm looking for. The white Christmas I'm craving, needing, desiring. Goes along the lines of that other audio I made, the voyeuristic one, where you were my visual aid. Something kind of overlaps between that and this fantasy, I think, because they both involve you coming on me. It's just so decadent. I don't know. It just feels so decadent. And where you want it. I'm wondering where you would want it. You know my favorite place, but maybe you have a favorite of your own, or maybe you just go with what I want. Either way, I don't really care once I get to where you come. Feel you spraying onto me. Alluring, arousing. Oh, right now I want to feel my whole body being covered. Body and my face too. Naturally. Mouth would be open as well. Oh, right now I'm just furiously rubbing my clit. You can hear this with us, I'm sure. I'm not even putting my fingers inside me. Not yet, anyway. This is just how I picture myself on that table. Rubbing my clit like this while you let go of me. Cum shooting everywhere, all over my hands, all over my belly, all over my tits. My inner thighs, my face, my mouth, everywhere that you desire. My hands furiously working it into my clit. Flicking the hood of my clit. Oh, it's, and it exposes my clit. chocolate is so good, so sensitive, but so good. Oh, so tingly. Okay, I'll put it right there. Home on my clit. Fucking you come into myself. Oh. Oh God. Oh God. Oh fuck, I'm close. Oh fuck, I'm close. I want you to give me your cum. Oh. I sort of have something in mind. Sure. After that, I'm not sure I'll be able to come again. But I was sort of planning coming again for you all. Seeing as it is Christmas and everything, whoops. I thought, you know, toys and all that. I thought maybe I would use my toy. been lying on the bed beside me. It's metal, so it's quite cold. I didn't warm it up. I'm running it up and from entrance to my pussy and over my clit. Oh, I don't even need to press on it because it just applies this pressure by itself. Oh, fuck. Okay. Oh, oh, so I got my left hand holding it. My right hand, oh, working away on my clit. Oh, fuck. And already I have that sensation like I could pee. Oh, jeez. Oh, yeah. It's just the sheer weight of it. This heavy ball. Have to try and relax my pussy around it. So hard not to clench, but all you want to do is clench around it. Oh. Hard to try and stay relaxed. I just want to squeeze it. Pressing down on it with my hand, and then the palm of the hand that's on my clit. Well, the fingers on my clit, but the palm's on my abdomen. I can feel the toy poking. Oh, poking. I did not wet the toy. Well, I didn't lube it up before I put it in, so why is it wet the whole way down? Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Definitely not cold now. I've just taken it out. And it's absolutely covered. Merry Christmas, everybody. Mwah.